Brilliance Audio presents Defending Everly by Susan Stoker, performed by Stella Bloom. Chapter 1. Cannonball Black knocked on the door of the apartment in front of him and waited impatiently for it to open. He wasn't happy. The only thing mollifying him at the moment was knowing the woman on the other side of the door wasn't happy either. He'd been an ass when they'd first met, and Everly Adams had every right to be pissed at him. In his defense, while the night in question had been a great one for his friends, he'd been struggling. Seeing everyone paired up with amazingly awesome women when he didn't have one of his own. And the way he was going, he probably wouldn't ever have one. It wasn't that he didn't like women. He did. He loved his buddy's women and would do anything for them. But he'd been burned. Badly. First by his ex-partner, then after, during one of the worst times in his life, when his girlfriend should have been there for him, Holly had screwed him over instead. Big time. It was a blow he wasn't sure he'd ever recover from. So the night his friends had celebrated Gray's and Arrow's engagements, he'd been out of sorts. It was just bad luck that they'd learned about their new mission that same night, and the fact that a civilian would be highly involved. And that civilian was a woman. He'd run off at the mouth about how he was sure she would mess everything up and they'd have to babysit her. Turned out she'd been standing behind him the entire time and heard everything he'd said. Classic. The couple of days since had been tough, as she'd spent quite a bit of time with the mountain mercenaries, going over the information they had, which wasn't much, trying to figure out where Everly's missing sister had gone. Last night they'd determined that someone was going to have to travel to Los Angeles to get more information. Everly was going for sure. As a Colorado Springs police and SWAT officer, she actually had a few loose connections with officers in the LAPD. Since this was a fact-finding mission, the entire team wasn't needed, and somehow Ball found himself being volunteered to travel to L.A. with Everly. He didn't want to go. But it wasn't fair to separate Gray, Roe, Arrow, and Black from their women just because Ball had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?